Statement 1. I live right in the centre of my town and I absolutely love it. My semi-detached is small, but there's still enough space for me and my family, plus the area's quite posh too. There are loads of facilities nearby. I can easily get food deliveries, it's a really easy commute, a great internet connection, and it's a family-friendly place too. It's great for my kids. The streets are safe to play on because there's a low crime rate, and there are lots of parks and schools in the area, which is great. Statement 2. I live in the city centre in a rather rare detached house. It's often quite difficult to find these in a city centre. You mostly get bedsits, university dorms, flats, terraced and semi-detached houses. I do like it here, but I haven't always been in the city centre. In fact, I grew up as a child in the country, in a large manor house with my family. My parents still live there today, and it's quite nice to escape the pollution of the city from time to time and get a breath of fresh air. When you're out in the country, the buildings are quite different. It's easy to find detached houses, whether they're bungalows, cottages, farmhouses, or mansions. Most properties are quite large, and you get the occasional palace or castle too that dates back centuries. Statement 3. We're currently house hunting, and I visited a neighbourhood with my mum the other day, and I was shocked at what I found. There was graffiti everywhere, potholes in the roads, many dilapidated houses around, and sadly, homelessness was visible everywhere. The house looked beautiful in the pictures online, but we had no idea it would be located in such an area. It's so important that you visit a house before you rent or buy it, as you never know what you'll be getting. Statement 4. I think it's quite important to try and get on well with your neighbours. Luckily, ours are a lovely old couple, always willing to help out, and they take deliveries for me when I'm in the office. As well as these qualities, a good neighbour should leave you in peace, but also be there to help out, just in case, with things like babysitting. You want them to avoid being noisy with musical instruments, crying babies, loud TVs, barking dogs, and late night parties. You also want them to look after their own property, so it reflects well on the community. Statement 5. I'm really excited to be a part of the new neighbourhood committee. As well as hearing what the committee has to say about the area, I actually get to take action and put right all those bad things, such as kids pestering neighbours, an overload of junk mail, potholes in the roads, and implement new things like a cycle lane, reducing littering and pollution in the city. We're looking for new members to recruit too, so if you're interested, come and join us.